What is that?
You're talking about the Force. Sound like Star Wars at first.
It's Michael Jackson, dude.
Oh, does he talk about the Force?
Does he talk about the Force, Ryan?
I don't know.
Dude. Get it.
I know the song that you're talking. I just never heard him talking about the Force, I guess.
Dude, it's how he starts the song. Listen to this.
The Force is strong.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the Force, it's got a lot of power. And
yeah, it does.
It makes me feel like
Luke Skywalker be like. Play this on Patreon.
It sounds like he's reading something, and then he gets to the last line, and it says like a slur, and he goes, "Oh!"
Like he's genuinely surprised.
I can't say those dirty words.
Welcome to the After Hours segment.
That's right.
Of the Super Mega Cast.
That's right.
We're here to talk for a small amount of time.
That's right.
To give you people an extra dose of Super Mega for those who want it.
50 extra cc's of Super Mega.
Stat. Two white dudes talking into a mic.
People love it for some reason. They can't get enough.
Nope, they can't. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you guys.
For subscribing to the Patreon. And
you guys are the real ones.
Yes. The people that don't spend $5 on us, fake fans.
Fake fans, not like you guys. You guys, I'm looking straight into the camera. I'm looking straight at you. You guys are the real fans. You guys are the OGs, the real megheads. All right? Don't tell the rest of them, but you guys are the real megheads. So thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for tuning in.
That's all we got today.
It's the greatest gag.
I love it. Every time we do it, they're like, oh, it's over. No, it's not.
Wait, it's been too short of a time. Yes, it has.
I've had when I was in Charleston for Christmas, I slept on a mattress on the floor at my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And I guess I just slept weird one night where now every time I turn my head like past this, horrible pain. Like back here, so I went by CVS the day I woke up and it was fresh. It was hurt so bad
and it hurt so bad.
And I went to CVS and I got one of those like electrode things, you know, mm-hmm. or like the sticky thing, and it like sends. And I was in so much pain. I just got in my car in the parking lot and I just slapped it on my back and I turned it up all the way. And it does like a special pulse pattern. It's like boom 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 boom, and I sat there for 5 minutes and I didn't like realize the way this looked, but I'm sitting there in my car and you just see from here on up and I'm grimacing because it hurts. So I'm sitting there and it's making my shoulder. So I'm sitting there going.
You look like you're masturbating in your car.
Looks like I was masturbating in my car.
You should put, have you ever tried putting them right like here on your thighs?
I have, yes. Area? I have, yeah.
It's an interesting feeling.
You know, I'm
the
not.
The Tenzin units are great.
Is that what the brand?
I think
so. I just got CVS's brand. I left it with my mom. She had fun with it. She tried it out. She's like, So I just let her keep it.
Okay.
I tried it on all these different parts of my body, and I'm also not looking at Justin through the door. I'm not giving him the satisfaction. He's been standing there for.
He wants to take. He's like, I'm not getting enough clout right now.
He wants to, and I want the after hours.
I want them to notice me like they usually do. Say my name so that I can get a little pull or something like that.
I'm not going to give it to him. He's standing outside the door. He's been there for a minute.
He can stand out there for a decade.
How long do you think he goes away?
I think that, I mean, you know him. He's pretty clout hungry. So he could be standing out there.
I'd say clout ravished. Damn it.
How long do you think we could have him stand out there? Do you think he would...
I don't know. I guess only one way to find out.
Yeah,
don't look at him.
No.
But basically, yeah.
No, I think he heard because he just walked away.
Yeah, he walked away. Or he didn't hear me. He just gave up. I don't think he could hear us through that door.
I don't know. I think you can hear a lot of things through that door.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm just saying, 6 months ago was a bit of a surprise coming into the office. Not through what I saw, but through what I heard.
Yeah, I will tell you the exact same thing.
Not saying who.
No.
Or what. Or how? Well, because we don't know how, but...
I have no clue how. I have no idea how he managed to pull that off.
No.
How he managed to get them in the office. And how he, frankly, got away with it.
Why no Twilight video games?
That's a good point, Ryan. That's a great point. Why no Twilight video games?
How many Harry Potter video games were there?
About a million and a half.
Did they even make Hunger Games?
It already was a game. The Hunger Game.
Yeah.
That's what they could have called the video game, The Hunger Game. I need to rewatch those movies. I like those movies. They're fun.
I haven't seen them since they came out in theaters.
I think a good dystopian thriller.
Good old. I remember reading them in high school.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. That's the third one. That's what the name of the book is called.
In parentheses.
Yes.
PFFFFF. We've been over this, but the best. Would you say like the best onomatopoeia for that sound is VRRRRRRR?
Vert.
Vert instead of. Pff.
Well, there's a D in there. D V R R R.
D F V R.
There you go. That's it. And depending on how sharp it is, you can put a T at the end. Yeah, you can put a D F V R T.
You can start with a B. And go,
see that's more of a. Doesn't work the same. People ask, how do you do
it? Tickling my bottom lip.
Oh, dude, you ever... Sometimes I do that sound, it tickles my bottom lip so bad, it makes me like, oh! You know what I'm talking about? Like
I'm having to scratch my lip with my teeth. You know?
Like a horse.
Yeah.
People ask how we do it, I'll tell you, it's just practice. Practice makes perfect. Like most skills, most hobbies, most talents, this is a talent.
And we have many talents.
This being one of them,
mm-hmm.
And it just takes practice. I'm sure that if you guys really, really apply yourselves, you can be as good as us.
I hope so. I mean, I have faith in our Patreon fans. I've never seen
a fan do it good. Unfortunately,
they could try to prove us wrong.
People would come to my shows and be like, "Hey, Matt." I'm like,
You should have gone. What was that?
Oh, I did. And I had security throw them out as well.
Thank
God. That's the great thing about doing your own shows, Ryan. You can have security throw out whoever you want for no reason.
No extra cost either?
Nope.
Ooh.
So let's just say there's some ugly bitch in the front row. I don't want to look at the whole show. Mm-hmm. Security gear. She's gone. Or he. But mainly she, you know. I've never had anyone thrown out. I don't think any of our shows, even Super Mega ones, we've had anyone thrown out.
Mm-mm. We've had some people... looked after.
And we've been like, keep an eye on that person.
Hey, we have. We went to security to be like, that guy right over there.
Let's keep an eye on
him. Or girl.
It's only ever been dudes.
Yeah.
But I will say the most annoying people have been girls.
Women.
Girls.
When's the transition from boy to man? Is there an age limit or is it more of a state of mind?
I think it's a state of mind. You look at some people and you're like, even though they're a grown-ass man, that's still a boy.
Papa McGee had hair on his knuckles at the age of 4. So.
I still remember the first time I noticed hair on my knuckles. I was at a sleepover and I was playing my Nintendo DSi and it was dark in the room and I was illuminated by the light of my DSi and my finger went in front of the screen and I was like, what the fuck? Why do I have hair on my fingers? And I still remember my first toe hair.
And, the toe hairs I don't like.
Or it's like on the top of your toe.
Yeah.
I have shaved my feet before in the past. Your feet just look nicer mm-hmm. if you don't have hair on them.
Okay.
I already have ugly ass feet. So it's like
I think your feet are nice,
little thing
long,
I can.
Long, slender. They're perfect little rulers.
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're ugly. They're ugly ass feet, dude.
Hey, at least you have an arch. I got Bigfoot ass flat feet.
Yeah, I got an arch, but I got bunions. And I ain't talking Paul.
I love Paul Bunyan.
My big toe and my second toe do this. Yo, any megheads got bunions? And I'm talking the type where it's like your toes are doing that and it fucks up your balance. And I was supposed to get surgery on it in high school and correct both my feet. And I opted out of it because I would miss 2 summer vacations in a row, which I don't blame myself for still. But damn it, I would have my mom would have taken care of me and I would have not had to work. Well, then, but I wanted to work so I could make some money.
Would Paul Bunyan be canceled these days?
Yes.
Lumberjack cuts down trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wouldn't be canceled for that.
Okay.
You know the other stuff in the story.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd be canceled for that stuff. Very racial. Very racially motivated. But, yeah, Bunyans suck. And I could still... I've been contemplating...
Who's the black folklore legend that has the big hammer?
Hammer Johnson?
Oh, no. He worked on a railroad.
He was born with the silver spoon.
I think he dies at the end.
Wasn't he born with a silver spoon?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I'm going to look it up.
I know who you're talking about. We read about him in school, but I was in like fourth grade and I just don't remember. Was his name?
I'm looking up Railroad Hammer. John
Elijah?
Henry.
John Henry.
I just looked up Railroad Hammer guy. John Henry is an American folk hero. An African American, he is said to have worked as a steel driving man. A man tasked with hammering a steel drill into rock to make holes for explosives to blast the rock into constructing a railroad.
Does he die
tunnel.
From the explosion? Does he blow up and die?
I think so. I'm just going to look up.
No.
John Henry Death.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
His name was mine. Using two 10-pound hammers, one in each hand, he pounded the drill so fast and so hard that he drilled a 14-foot hole into the rock.
Damn.
The legend says that the drill was only able to drill 9 feet. John Henry beat the steam drill and later died of exhaustion.
Exhaustion.
I think he was trying to prove that it's like, you don't need that drill. You can use man labor. And then he was like, I'll show that drill. And then he beat the drill.
And then was like, oh!
Yeah. And then went, oh,
wait a second. Old super mega meme. Wasn't John Henry the name? Ben Henry. Okay.
What was the name of our fictional president guy?
Benjamin Henry sounds like a fucking president. And then you said it sounds like a family friend that would come to like a cookout and you don't really know your relation to him and he's not married, just comes and enjoying those hamburgers, sport. That's good. Hey, let me hit that. California. Here's something that's new in the world. Hey, stop puffing on that. Let me get a puff. California has banned all flavored nicotine products. So now the only nicotine I can get other than cigarettes or dip is just tobacco or menthol flavored vapes, which is gross. How do you have
the views? Isn't too bad.
The flavor I have, I got the rich tobacco flavor.
Multiple of those. Actually, after the whole thing, a store near me still sells them. They still keep them on the shelves and shit.
My smoke shop took them off the day of.
They could get shut down for that.
You know what? I support what they're doing, but I don't think it's fair. So we should shut them down.
I like them.
Hey, careful, man.
Sorry.
We should call the police on them.
These mic arms.
Hey.
Because I would like the mic to be right here, but
it's because it's see how mine's bent. Yours is actually broken. It got bent the wrong way.
It's supposed to bend.
It should be like see how this one is. But these mic arms kind of suck.
How's that? It's blocking the mega sign. But this is in a better position for me.
Yeah, you could see yourself better. It is protruding, but it does look better on for you.
Yeah.
You know? You are a little blocked now.
I am?
From my view.
I can Yeah, I mean you're completely visible and
I'd say a good 10% of your face is gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How about now?
It's still the same amount. It's just
Yeah, but your
portion.
Eye doing that thing because it's not dedicated to one eye specifically, you can see through the beam.
No,
and
it's
see
it's
me?
Directly in front of your face.
Because I can see that. Because my eyes do that. I can see you through the beam right now.
I can't. Yours, it's directly.
Now you're blocked. Now you're not. Now you're blocked.
Well,
now you're not.
It's closer to your face, so you're able to do that. But when it's far away from me and that close to your face, no, you're still blocked. There's, I can kind of do it, though. I see what you're saying. Einstein would be proud of us.
Why?
That's great science.
Scientists never reveal their secrets.
That's true. Which sucks because there's so many great things about space and chemistry and stuff that we'll just never know because they won't reveal their damn... They make these groundbreaking discoveries and keep them to themselves.
Sorry.
Watch it, man.
Sorry, I just got filled with rage and I couldn't control myself. I think we should just end the podcast.
Okay, let's end it. Bye, guys.